Talking with Steve Thompson, of course, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, just back from Austin and the 2020 AFBF convention. Policy session was an all-day affair, Steve. I know they covered a lot of ground. What out of that session, what kind of sticks out in your mind as far as the policy that was set by the delegates at the national level?
Ron, I think the takeaway that I took from that was just how tough things are around the country for ag producers and Farm Bureau members, whether you be a dairy producer, of course, in the upper Midwest, but also if you're a dairy producer in the southeastern states. We know here more at home about grain and livestock and how difficult some of the commodity markets have been, but nobody seems to be much immune from that, and how fortunate we are to have some of the MFP payments we've had to try to keep going another year, another crop in the ground. But also, despite that trouble, is how excited they are about some of the trade deals and working on the policy to support, you know, the president and the administration in those strong stances he's taken with other countries, and how we want to, you know, keep trying to hold China and other countries' feet to the fire on some of these deals. And so talking about the struggles in raw commodities and food production, how tough things are in all 50 states, but how optimistic they are and how that impacts what we do, whether we're talking about synthetic foods and competition in the marketplace, or whether we talk about labeling laws and just trade both in North America and all over the world.
I know that there was some language talked about regarding industrial hemp. This continues to be, I know, something that farmers are really interested in. You know, they're trying to figure out how to get their arms around it.
Yeah, that the journey with the legalization and development of the hemp industry is ongoing, and seems like every week, every month, we learn something new about that, and it seems like we find a new problem. We solve two problems, and we find three more. And the states have worked with AFBF to prepare some comments that will actually be going to the USDA later on this week on the USDA's rule there. You know, we of course, everybody knows, got that legalized on a federal level and a state level, and trying to work through that process. And there's still a few kinks. USDA is doing the best they can, as is the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. But we feel like they haven't quite hit the mark yet with those guidelines, and we're working together with them to provide feedback from a producer level on that. But also we heard a lot about the challenges that producers who have been ahead of the curve on that crop have had economically with the marketplace, with processors and other things. You know, we talk about shortage of meat processors here in our part of the country. I think we're having shortages all over the country with getting their hemp crop processed. So there are still more challenges than there have been successes in that, but we're optimistic that there's still a lot of progress that can be made, and we still hope for a better day in the near future for the hemp industry.
You and your team ready to roll, obviously, for the state legislative session kicks off in just literally days now. What's top of mind for Oklahoma Farm Bureau as the House and Senate come together?
Well, we're very excited to spend some quality time at the state capitol starting next week for the next 4 months. Have a lot of friendly faces over there that we know are going to battle on our behalf, but also have a lot of challenging issues. You know, taxation, that year in, year out, you know, they bring the legislature to town, and we're always worried about where they're going to go with the evolution of taxes. We've been talking for years about where the next frontier is on raising our ad valorem taxes. And sure enough, there is a wide variety of legislation up there that would seek to, for municipal purposes, county purposes, and others, to either create new forms of ad valorem tax or increase ones that are there. So we're concerned about sharing our story as property owners about how that would impact us, as well as trying to advocate for some of our folks that live in more rural areas, whether it be high-speed internet access. We're working with a number of folks to try to increase some of the regulatory flexibility there to get that done, as well as healthcare access of specialty providers and things that we have a lot of stress and a lot of burden if you live in a rural area. So those things we've been working on a number of years, and we think those are going to be kind of the top line issues. Number of issues regarding animals this session, and water in a number of ways. Farmers markets, trying to improve access for folks that want to be maybe a smaller specialty producer to fix some of the issues there. And again, on a state level, talking labeling laws, whether it be milk or meat. There's a number of laws out there that we need to make sure that keep up with the times.